This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As the year draws to a close here, we've been taking a moment to examine some important but underreported stories on the Marketplace beat. Here's one. It's from our reporter Amy Scott at the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore. Hi, Amy.
Hi, David.
So you want to talk about recess?
Yes, school recess. Do you remember how much time you had in school to go outside and play in the dirt?
I wasn't timing. I know it was actually mud because I'm from the state of Maine. But yeah, there was recess.
Well, in my school in the 80s, we had 15 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes for lunch. But today, some kids have just a few minutes a day if they get recess at all. In other districts, kids might have recess just a few times a week. So recess, as you and I may have known it, is kind of a vanishing thing.
All right. So less time for blowing off steam, running around. Why?
Well, as you know, we've been in an era of increased accountability for schools, more emphasis on standardized tests. They often see more value in increased instruction and test prep time. But there's actually a lot of evidence that recess itself can boost academics. I talked with Stephanie Garst, who is executive director of the U.S. Play Coalition at Clemson University. And she says there's actually a business argument for recess.
Research shows that unstructured play helps children with their social skills, their academic skills, and all of those 21st century skills that employers are looking for, like collaboration, communication, critical thinking, creativity. All those things come out on the playground.
But, you know, gym class is still there, PE in most schools, right?
Yeah, most kids get PE a couple times a week, but it's really the unstructured, child-led part of play that many experts say is so important. And some states are actually pushing back on this decline. In the past couple of years, Florida and Rhode Island have passed new laws requiring at least 20 minutes of free play every school day. There's been an experiment in Texas where some schools are requiring their kindergartners and first graders to get out for recess four times a day for 15 minutes each. And Garst told me, at first, teachers were really worried about losing class time for instruction.
But what they immediately started to notice is that the kids are less fidgety and less distracted, and a whole lot less discipline issues.
And David, there are some workplace applications here, too. Garst says grown-ups need this time. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe we should have a marketplace game of Foursquare or something.
Hopscotch, marbles, I don't know. I'll rest when I'm dead. Our Amy Scott at the Marketplace Education Desk in Baltimore. Thank you.
Thank you.